Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're unpacking something pretty seismic in the AI world. It's GLM 4.5 from Zebu AI. You might know them as Zebu AI. This feels like more than just another model update. It looks like a strategic game changer. Our goal here is to figure out how this model isn't just, you know, a tech upgrade, but how it's actually reshaping global AI dynamics. And crucially, what that means for you, whether you're a developer, an innovator, or just trying to keep up.
Yeah, what's really interesting, I think, is how GLM 4.5 brings together reasoning, coding, and these agentic capabilities. That means the AI doesn't just answer, it can actually plan and, well, execute complex tasks on its own.
All in one model.
All in one package. Yeah. And critically, it's under an open MIT license. That means it's auditable, transparent.
And flexible for commercial use, right? That seems huge.
Exactly. And it really opens the door for widespread adoption. A big move.
Okay, so it can think, code, act, and it's open and business friendly. But how good is it actually, the performance? I saw the benchmarks, and honestly, I was a bit surprised by where it landed. Can you break those down?
Absolutely. The performance is, well, remarkable. It's state-of-the-art SOTA among open source models. It actually secured third place globally. That's across 12 different benchmarks.
Third globally. Wow.
And number one among all domestic Chinese models and all open source models worldwide. This isn't just about power. It's pushing what open source AI can do on the world stage.
Okay. Top-tier performance numbers. But then you look at the cost. That's where things get really interesting, isn't it? We're talking something like, what, USD 0.11 per million input tokens and 0.28 for output. For listeners, tokens are basically just small bits of text or code.
Yeah.
How disruptive is that pricing compared to, say, the big proprietary guys?
Oh, it's incredibly disruptive. That aggressive pricing, it's not just about saving money. It's about enabling a whole new wave of innovation. It dramatically undercuts competitors.
Making it accessible for startups, smaller teams.
Precisely. Teams that maybe couldn't afford the big proprietary models before, it fundamentally shifts the landscape. It's democratizing access to really high-end AI, lowers the barrier to entry, you know.
Makes total sense. Powerful. Affordable. Okay, let's zoom in a bit. You mentioned coding capabilities earlier. What makes GLM 4.5 stand out specifically for developers?
Right, for coding.
Yep.
Well, to put it simply, it's absolutely crushing it. It's really good at handling complex stuff like intricate async await patterns and programming. It can even design full stack CRU to applications.
Read, update, delete for databases.
Exactly. It can build game clones like Flappy Bird, scrape websites for images. And the code it produces is clean. Very low hallucination, which is key. It generates accurate code, not just making things up.
And you have data on that, how it compares.
Yeah. In head-to-head human tests, it had like a 54% win rate against Kimi K2 and an over 80% success rate against Qwen 3/4.
Those are strong numbers, especially from human evaluation. And that low price point we talked about, plus there's an air version, runs on just 16 gigabit of GPU memory.
Yep.
That means it's not just for big tech anymore. It's genuinely reachable for almost any developer out there.
And if you connect this model, GLM 4.5, to the bigger picture, it really signals this profound shift eastward. In the global open source AI scene, I mean.
How so? What's driving that?
Well, this whole open source push is tied into China's national policy for technological self-reliance. It's partly a response to things like U.S. export controls on AI chips. Just look at the numbers. China's open source contributions up tenfold between 2015 and 2024. They now have over 2.2 million active open source developers. That's the largest group globally.
But no, 2.2 million.
And Chinese models like Alibaba's Qwen family, they've built this huge ecosystem, over 100,000 derivative models. That's actually bigger than Meta's Llama community now.
So they're building scale and community around these models.
Exactly. And Beijing also sees it as a way to expand global influence, offering accessible AI to developing nations. Though, of course, there are geopolitical hurdles, like some countries restricting Chinese chatbots over data security concerns. We should mention that.
Right. Important context. Okay, so bringing it back. What does all this mean for you listening right now, if you're a learner, a developer, thinking about your next project or skill?
It fundamentally changes the game. The rise of GLM 4.5 and this whole Chinese open source AI movement, it's democratizing AI development, making truly cutting edge stuff widely accessible and affordable. It's shifting the center of gravity for AI innovation, really.
Which raises a pretty significant question, doesn't it? This competition we're seeing. Open source versus closed source, different geopolitical blocks. That's going to shape AI governance, tech alignment, globally.
Absolutely. The question isn't if open source AI will challenge the proprietary models anymore. That ship has sailed. The real question now is how the West, you know, adapts and competes with this collaborative, accessible approach to AI coming from the East. How does that play out?